Flavors of Knowledge is a bilingual podcast focusing on gastronomic education in relation to a healthy lifestyle through food first. Our philosophy carries a moral obligation of sharing sensible knowledge to generate social awareness. Podcasts are in English with an accent and Italian.
Hello friends, welcome back to Flavors of Knowledge. This is Chef Walter with episode 110. Today we're going to be talking about the differences between ice cream and gelato. And let's clear some confusion about our beloved frozen dessert. Certainly both can be part of a healthy diet when consumed in moderation. But let's look into this. As you know, after pizza, Italian ice cream is one of the best known and loved products globally. Of course, it's imitated by just about everyone, right? However, the term ice cream is the English translation and identifies a product with some substantial differences. Halfway between history and legend, some trace the birth of Italian ice cream back to Sicily, others to the Roman Empire. Still others to the Egyptian civilization and up to the sacred scriptures. However, the advent of the modern ice cream, which has been famous worldwide, is thanks to the Palermo-born Francesco Procopio dei Coltelli, a man who in 1686 founded the Café La Procope in the city of Paris in France. In 1770, ice cream landed in New York, together with Giovanni Basiolo. The pastry chef Filippo Lenzi, soon after, opened the first ice cream shop in America. Thus, the first ice cream factories were born here in the United States. While in Italy, packaged ice cream arrived after the war, with the first ice cream on a stick, which was patented by the Turin ice cream company called Peppino. And since then, the industrial production of ice cream has grown more and more. The most loved gelato in the world continues with the growth in the export segment, and it seems to be a new candidate as a UNESCO World Heritage. To date, Italy represents a fifth of the total community production. From 2010 to 2016, Italian ice cream production grew by 30% to reach 595 million liters. It's an astonishing number. Think how many of us consume it. In short, the ice cream market is doing very well, so much so that from April, the giant Ferrero in Italy will launch its first line of ice cream abroad with the Kinder brand. At the moment, an investment will exclusively concern the European market, Germany, France, Switzerland, and Austria. But enough about that. I'm sure that can be very annoying, and I agree with you. Come on, chef, let's go into something a little bit more substantial. And here they are, five differences between Italian artisan gelato and American counterpart ice cream. Not everyone knows that there is a difference between gelato and ice cream, and it is not just a question of translation into English. There is much more details that we're going to discuss right now. First thing that you ought to remember is that Italian artisan gelato makes you less fat because it has a lower fat content, which is those provided by dairy product added to those obtained from dry fruit or other origin, cannot exceed 8%, of which at least 3.5% of milk fat. So, to recap briefly, Italian gelato makes you less fat because the amount of sugar in the overall content do not exceed 8%. Ice cream, on the other hand, according to the regulation of the Food and Drug Administration, has a higher fat content than ice cream. It cannot be less than 10%. So, gelato is 8%, American ice cream is 10% or much more, in many cases 20 to 25%. The number to think to remember is that Italian artisan gelato melts faster because it contains less air. On the other hand, ice cream melts much more slowly thanks to the insulating effect of the air that allows to incorporate up to 100% of its weight. Essentially speaking, in terms scientifically speaking, when you whip gelato, there's less air into the mixing. In the churning process, there is much more air inside American ice cream. Also, Italian artisan gelato uses mainly fresh milk and fresh cream, while ice cream contains powdered milk and vegetable byproducts. Italian artisan gelato has a lower distribution temperature and it is not stored. In contrast, the ice cream is stored in the cold as a frozen food with preservatives included for the proper shelf life. An Italian gelato, for instance, has nothing but the milk, the cream, and the fresh fruit, and that is all. Whereas here in the States, because we preserve food for a much longer time to make a shelf stable, we add preservatives in the mixing process. Italian artisanal gelato does not crystallize because produced with a batch freezer at minus 12 Celsius. Then it passes directly into the counter or pauses briefly in a blast chiller. On the other hand, ice cream uses a continuous freezing process in a constant cycle. So sometimes you notice when you have not had ice cream for a little while and you open your freezer, you take your ice cream container out, you sit down, you put your feet up and try to watch some news, and all of a sudden these crystals that are above the surface of your ice cream. That is the reason. It's a continuous freezing process in a constant cycle which allows the crystallization. Aware of the fame of Italian gelato, many American companies produce packaged ice cream by passing them off as Italian, thus fueling the sounding Italian phenomenon. There are many examples out there, among the best known, the American Luigi's, the real Italian ice, and the Peruvian D'Onofrio, a company which incidentally is owned by Nestle. In addition, as you know, Häagen-Dazs has chosen the taste of the most famous Italian dessert globally for one of its packaging, which has contributed to the relevant boosting of morale and bottom line. Supermarkets and gourmands worldwide are full of imitations of all kinds that unquestionably will exploit the fame and the appeal of Italian excellence, also to attract and deceive foreign consumers, putting in place a real unfair competition against many of the Italian companies. But how does a foreign consumer who has never been to Italy recognize the real Made in Italy product from imitation? Well, there are several apps out there that you can download for free, and also many information about education, understanding food products, how they are created, why they are created, and why sometimes they are very inexpensive in a marketplace. The bottom line is, quality always costs much more than average. And when it comes to our stomach and our body, quality never gets compromised. And that does it for today on this particular segment on some differences between gelato and ice cream. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. Follow Flavors and Knowledge on anchor.fm or any of your preferred platform. If you stumble on YouTube, look for News You Can Eat 24. a set of video casts, always about food, health, and wellness. I don't have much more to say other than enjoy some ice cream with moderation. But enjoy gelato without any moderation at all. Talk to you later on. Ciao, ciao.
Flavors and Knowledge is brought to you by Chef Welch's Cooking School in Cranston, Rhode Island. For classes, workshops, events, and programs, please visit our website at chefwelcherscookingschool.com. For all other services offered by Chef Walter's Food Group, check out our main website, chefwalter.com.